Hello, my name is David Cycleback. I am a cognitive scientist and philosopher at the Center for Artifact Studies. This is the second in a podcast series on brains, thinking, and knowledge. While most episodes in this series focus on human brains, this one looks at some key philosophical questions about artificial brains and is titled Questions About Intelligence in Artificial Intelligence. The following four questions are addressed in this recording. 1. How can the existence of intelligence in a computer be confirmed? 2. Do the AI intelligence tests really identify thinking? 3. Does it matter if a computer is really thinking? 4. Can we ever know if artificial intelligence has real thinking, sentience, and consciousness? These basic questions may at first seem simple to answer. However, they are profoundly challenging and have for years been debated and studied by the great minds in the field, including Alan Turing, Hubert Dreyfus, Marvin Minsky, and the man who coined the term artificial intelligence, John McCarthy. As with many philosophical questions, these four questions are unanswerable. You are welcome and encouraged to think about them and come up with your own responses. Let's address the questions one by one. Question number one. How can the existence of intelligence in a computer be confirmed? Another way to put it is, if a computer gains intelligence, how can we know that it has it? The biggest issue with this question and the whole area of artificial intelligence is there is no one definitive or objective definition of intelligence. Any definition is subjective and arbitrary. If you go online and look up 10 definitions of intelligence or artificial intelligence, you will likely get 10 different definitions. People often list different types of intelligence, intellectual intelligence, social intelligence, emotional intelligence, and many more. Non-human animals and even computers use different kinds of ways in their particular tasks often outperform humans. However, even when going by one type, and that is what I'm about to do here, it is still a big question of how to identify its existence and even if it can be identified. Commonly, the type of intelligence that is hoped to be identified by testing is artificial general intelligence, or intelligence that is like a human's. Again, it's called artificial general intelligence. The dream and marker of many people is to create a human-like brain. Using this definition, the most famous intelligence test for computers was devised in a 1950 paper by the famous British mathematician and computer science pioneer Alan Turing. It is called the Turing test. The test was devised to determine if a computer can think like a human. Turing and most other computer scientists and philosophers believe that thinking is an essential and integral part of intelligence. Turing wrote that if a computer acts, reacts, and interacts as if it is thinking and sentient, then we can say it is thinking and sentient, and thus intelligent. In the Turing test, a human interrogator, a computer, and another human are placed in separate rooms. Within a fixed time frame, the interrogator must distinguish between the computer and the other human based on their teletype replies to questions he sends them. This was 1950, and instead of teletype, you might use email or texting today. According to Alan Turing, by such tests, a computer's success at thinking can be measured by the probability of it being identified as a computer by the interrogator. The interrogator asks questions, sometimes tricky questions, and questions using wordplay, humor, puns, and sarcasm that require the answer to think and consider. The following are some sample example questions. I wasn't originally going to get a brain transplant, but then I changed my mind. Is that funny? Why? If the sky is the sea, what does that make birds? My granddaughter doesn't want to go to school. Suggestion? Tell me a funny joke and explain to me why it is funny. What did you do this morning? By asking a variety of such questions, the interrogator would normally be able to identify the computer. If after, say, 5 minutes of testing, the human interrogator is unable to determine which is human and which is computer, Turing said that we could claim the computer has achieved a certain human level of intelligence. Turing wrote that by the year 2000, the computer would reach this level of intelligence. However, so far, no computer has come close. There have been many counter-arguments to the Turing test. One is that it is human-centric, testing the ability to communicate in a distinctly human way. For example, non-human animals are intelligent using non-symbolic language, and much of a human's intelligence does not involve language. In fact, computers sometimes act intelligently while using language that is not understandable to humans. Some say there are better tests. Because humans interact with the world through their senses, an argument is it is better test of human-like intelligence and thinking should include images and sound processing. The interrogator could ask the computer to interpret sights and sounds, then reason and ask questions about them. Some say a test should involve physically doing things, actually working in the world. University of California, Berkeley professor Michael Jordan suggested a test, quote-unquote, even more difficult. The system doesn't know about soccer, but I explain soccer to the system, and then it provides a running commentary on a soccer match. Some have proposed that a test AI would have the computer make a passable artwork, as that involves creativity, aesthetics, designs, and originality. The question of what is passable art, and in fact art, opens a whole other philosophical can of worms. Others correctly point out that doing just one test, one task, is not the correct way to test for human intelligence or artificial general intelligence. A key to humans and artificial general intelligence is that it can do many and varied things, from doing math, to playing chess, to tying one's shoes, to making art, to making jokes. If someone's proposed intelligence test is to play chess, there are computers that can play chess and have even beaten the best human at chess, but cannot even play checkers, much less tie his shoes or make a joke. There should be many and varying tests to identify human-like intelligence. Even a human IQ test does not measure many essential qualities in human thinking and intelligence. Another issue is the definition of intelligence is constantly changing. Throughout the history of artificial intelligence and computers, humans have constantly changed the definition of what is intelligence whenever a computer passes one of their narrow intelligence tests. Many humans are uncomfortable with the idea of a computer having human level or better intelligence. And once a computer achieves something, the human will suddenly say that's not real intelligence. A big intelligence test for many years for a computer was to have a computer beat a human at chess, with chess clearly being an advanced game and chess masters being considered highly intelligent. When a computer finally did beat world human champion Garry Kasparov, many humans suddenly changed their mind and said that chess wasn't really a good test of human intelligence. They said the computer was just doing massive number crunching, and that didn't count as real intelligence. A snide saying on this changing of the bar is, human intelligence is whatever a computer can't do. Question number two. Do the AI intelligence tests really identify thinking? Recall that Alan Turing said that a computer program that exhibits or demonstrates thinking or sentience can be said to have it. He is saying that if, through what it does, it appears to an outsider watching it to have thinking, then it has thinking. Many definitions of artificial intelligence use phrases such as appears to have. And this was the position of many early AI scientists, including Marvin Minsky, Nobel Prize winner Herbert Simon, and obviously Alan Turing. In 1958, Simon wrote, quote unquote, "There are now in the world machines that think, that learn, and that create." However, philosophers, most notably Hubert Dreyfus and John Searle, argued that appearing to have or exhibiting to the external observer thinking is not proof that the computer is really thinking. They argued that computers that computer scientists claims were thinking were not, that the computers were merely rotely following assigned tasks and with no understanding or awareness of what they were doing. They were doing it unconsciously. They said that real thinking requires understanding and awareness of what one is doing. It involves conscious self-awareness. The most famous refutation of the Turing test was by a philosopher, John Searle, in his Chinese Room argument. He said it showed that the Turing test was unable to prove that a computer was thinking. His argument has a human that cannot read or speak Chinese locked in a room with Chinese characters and a manual showing how to match questions in Chinese with appropriate responses from the Chinese characters. The room has a slot on one side where Chinese people insert written questions in Chinese, and another slot where the man in the room pushes out the appropriate response he made from the manual. To the Chinese people outside, the room has passed the Turing test. It is thinking in Chinese. However, the translator inside the room is merely rotely following the manual and has no understanding of the language. Searle said, while the Chinese room appeared to the outsiders to be thinking in Chinese, it was not. The man inside the room does not understand Chinese. In short, the Turing test only tests if a computer appears to be thinking, not if it really is. Maybe the computer is thinking, maybe it is not. Question number three, does it matter if a computer is really thinking? Many computer scientists, including AI pioneer John McCarthy, who coined the term artificial intelligence, said that the Chinese room argument and other philosophical debates about whether or not computers are really thinking or have sentience or consciousness were beside the point. These computer scientists doing applied things say all that matters is what a computer can do. Who cares if it's thinking or intelligent? All that matters is what it can and does do. This sentiment is particularly true with researchers working in weak AI. However, to many philosophers, such as Hubert Dreyfus and John Searle, thinking, sentience, and other internal states of mind are required if there is ever to be highly advanced artificial intelligence. The 1960s and 70s were a time when many prominent computer scientists said artificial general intelligence, or computers that think like humans, was just around the corner. Dreyfus strongly disagreed with them. He said the issues about real thinking were essential and that their non-thinking AI approach would not produce artificial general intelligence, at least not in the near future. And he was correct, and the computer scientists soon after agreed he was correct. Question number four. Can we ever know if artificial intelligence has real thinking, sentience, and consciousness? The answer is no, at least not with absolute certainty. We can guess, but cannot know what other humans and non-human animals, much less computers, are really feeling and thinking. Despite appearances or actions, we can never know if computers are really thinking, if they have emotions, feelings, sentient understanding. Philosopher Colin McGinn said that it is theoretically possible for artificial intelligence to someday become conscious, but even if it is, humans can never know that it is. If computers ever gain human-like thinking, sentience, emotions, and consciousness, we will never know. This is an issue in the area of ethics, where whether or not a computer or robot has sentience and feeling is legally and ethically significant. Some counter that while we can never be 100% sure what another human or non-human animal thinks or feels, we regularly judge by their actions and responses that they do think and have feelings, and even guess what they are. This argument says that similarly, we will be able to reasonably judge, if not with certainty, if a computer has thinking, intelligence, and sentience by its actions and responses. This sort of, is it thinking, but what is it thinking and what is it doing inside its mind are real practical issues within computer science. There is the black box problem, where the inner workings of a system such as a computer can only be observed by its inputs and outputs, and it is unknown what it is really being done inside the system. The system, the box, is black or opaque to the outsiders, including the computer scientists and programmers. This is often the case with artificial and neural networks and deep learning, where it is coming up with answers, but the computer scientists don't fully know or understand its internal methods that were used to produce the answers. This brings up questions about the reliability of the system's answers. At the Georgia Institute of Technology, they had two artificial intelligence language programs communicate with each other in a test bartering economy. The problem was the computer scientists forgot to program in that the AI had to stick to English, and the two programs developed their own mutual language that the scientists did not understand. English is cumbersome language for AI, and the program developed a more efficient for them gobbledygook language. The scientists reprogrammed so only English was used. However, the question then was if it was better for the AI to work better in its own language that humans may never be able to understand, or to be less efficient using a language that humans can understand. That's a question for you. Now and in the future, there will be artificial intelligence where humans do not fully understand how it works. If there is artificial general intelligence, humans will likely not understand, at least fully, its cognitive workings. There will always be mystery and the philosophical and practical problems that come with that. I end with a brief summary of the questions and answers. 1. How can the existence of intelligence in a computer be confirmed? The answer is there is no objective definition of what is intelligence and artificial intelligence, and even when one arbitrarily picks one definition, there are disagreements and a wide variety of ideas of how to identify it, none of them definitive. 2. Do the AI intelligence tests really identify thinking? The common tests identify if a computer appears to an outsider to have intelligence and can only do that. Appearing to be thinking and thinking are often different things. 3. Does it matter if a computer is really thinking? Some believe such things as human thinking, sentience, and consciousness are essential for AI to become advanced and have real intelligence. Others, often engineers and applied scientists, say that such philosophical questions are interesting but beside the point, and all that matters is what AI can and does do. 4. Can we ever know if artificial intelligence has real thinking, sentience, and consciousness? The answer is we can never answer this question for certain, though using the appears to have or demonstrates idea, some believe we are often able to reasonably deduce if a computer has or does not have these things. As I said at the start of this recording, you yourself are welcome and encouraged to think about these questions and come up with your own responses. These questions are unanswerable and have been produced a wide variety of responses from experts over the years. My name is David Seichelbach. Thank you for listening.